This week in the Missouri Senate, we review highlights of the latest version of next year's budget, plus other issues.
And I ask that you recognize the senator from Andrew County for a motion.
Missouri Senate Appropriations Committee Chair Senator Dan Hegeman of Cosby handles the 13 measures that comprise our state's fiscal year 2022 operating budget. This includes House Bill 2, which is the education budget.
Formation of the Office of Childhood. Really, it's a reorganization, moving all the childhood programs under one division to address them in a more unified fashion than we have in the past.
During Wednesday discussion, Senator Greg Razor of Kansas City talks about House Bill 3, the higher education budget.
The piece that went to the University of Missouri system was earmarked towards the Next Gen Center on the Columbia campus.
Later in the evening, Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader John Rizzo of Kansas City tried to amend House Bill 10, Health and Mental Health.
Most importantly, we have seen where the voters of the state of Missouri are at. And the voters of the state of Missouri this last cycle said that they wanted to expand Medicaid.
Appropriations panel co-chair Senator Lincoln Huff of Springfield had also tried to do this in committee.
$7.6 million to do, what I would argue is a very conservative build-out of a program that the voters supported last year.
A Missouri Senate House Conference Committee will iron out differences between the two chambers' budget proposals. By law, the fiscal year 2022 state operating budget has to be complete by 6 p.m. on Friday, May 7th.
Senate Bill 98 deals with gaming.
Monday afternoon and evening saw time devoted to Senate Bill 98, which sponsor, Senator Denny Hoskins of Warrensburg, says seeks to modify provisions relating to gaming.
Revenue from sportsbook between $8 and $20 million, and revenue from video lottery terminals up to $235 million.
During discussion, Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur mentions a city or county could opt out of allowing video lottery terminals.
Change in governance in different municipalities, maybe they have a different opinion, but after that point in time, once you opt in, you are in.
After renewed discussion on Tuesday night, Senate Bill 98 has been set aside again for further consideration.
Senate Bill 39 be taken up for perfection.
On Tuesday evening, Senator Eric Burleson of Battlefield brought Senate Bill 39 to the floor. His proposal would create the Second Amendment Preservation Act.
Governments too often turn to tyranny, and they attack individual rights when their governments grow too large. This results in a loss of individual rights and lives.
During discussion, Senator Carla May of St. Louis mentions she does not see the need for this legislation.
And I really think that this is a solution in search of a problem, because we don't have one.
Senate Bill 39 has also been laid over for a future consideration. Only 2 weeks remain in the first regular session of the 101st General Assembly. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.